The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Rise and shine. It's time to talk. Love K-pop? Addicted to Asian dramas? Can't stop watching fan edits? Us too. And we're ready to serve up the ultimate fangirl fix on it.
Whether we're spilling tea about your bias
or ranking our faves,
we're ready to dive into everything Asian media and all of the above.
It's always fun, cozy, and the perfect amount of chaotic in this fangirl frenzy.
Tune in to Rise and Shine on spiritlive.ca. New episodes weekly.
Okay, welcome back to Rise and Shine. This is episode 3. Today's episode, our theme is the most. So we're going to be talking about idols that are the most iconic in different
categories.
Yes.
First one is, which group or artist do you think have reached legendary status in the K-pop world?
There's definitely that one group that all these like young boy groups perform their song. It's Descendants something. The song
Descendants
is called
of
like,
the Sun.
No.
K-drama. It's TVXQ.
No, not TVXQ.
Not TVXQ?
They're old. Like
TVXQ is like, I think the English name for it is...
TVXQ is the English name, isn't it?
I think it's similar to the one you're saying, Descendants of something.
No. It's like the...
It's a G-O-D.
Is it?
H-O-T. They're the ones who sang Candy.
H-O-T, definitely.
H-O-T.
Maybe it's G-O-D. G-O-D is the one with June in it, right?
The tough looking guy.
The really funny, like...
American guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's G-O-D, I
think. Yeah. Maybe it's them.
Yeah, definitely G-O-D, H-O-T. If it's for girl groups, SES.
Oh yeah, SES.
I like them so much. And H.O.T.'s rival, Sechkeys.
Oh, Sechkeys.
I think TVXQ is also in some way.
How
I feel
many
like
is
they
that?
Are legend
Four?
Status. That's five.
Oh.
There's
only
five
left
first
now.
Gen.
Oh, definitely not any fifth gens.
Not yet.
I don't even know if I would count any fourth gen groups.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, maybe they will be, but not right now.
I think third gen, only like BTS and EXO.
I feel like you're saying EXO for me.
No, I'm just thinking of like the biggest.
Red Velvet. But I don't think so.
I don't think Red Velvet.
They were popular, but I wouldn't say part of like K-pop's history. SNSD.
Oh yeah.
Forgot.
Yeah.
21.
Oh,
those two.
21, yeah. And Big Bang.
Yeah. So that's
10.
7? 8?
Oh.
Oh wait, you mentioned EXO and BTS as well. Those are 10 groups. So it's only up to third gen.
Yeah.
What makes you think that they're legendary?
Part of it is when other idols look up to them. Definitely. If you reach like role model status. And when other groups end up covering you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if they're in the, I don't know if it's MAMA Awards. I don't think MAMA, the smaller one, MMA.
Mm-hmm.
When the groups do like the history of K-pop performance.
Okay.
And then your group has a song in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Girls' Generations Into the New World is the blueprint for girl group.
Yeah.
Dances, at least for like trainees, they always perform that. And when you introduce something to the K-pop culture.
For sure, yeah.
Like for example, first gen, H.O.T., G.O.D., they introduced the concept of light sticks through balloons.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also like team colors.
Yeah.
But I think Big Bang made the first light stick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the crown. Apparently GD is credited as the first artist to introduce the concept of a proper group light stick.
I did not know that.
And also, Girls' Generation had the first photo cards.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like new at that time. Now it's everywhere. I think the photo cards were introduced during their... You know the song when they were wearing cheerleader pink outfits?
Maybe if I heard it.
Like, kind of like that. It's very, very, very K-pop.
Maybe if I heard it.
But yeah, they introduced the first photo cards through that album. So definitely.
NCT will be legendary in my mind.
Everyone hates NCT.
I love NCT.
I love NCT too. I think people
I love 127. Excluding that one. I don't even consider NCT. Him anymore when I say NCT though.
Yeah, me too.
I don't
Whenever
think anyone does.
I say NCT, it means whoever is like not controversial.
I don't know any Wish members. Like, I don't even know their names.
I don't consider them as like NCT, at least in my mind, but I know they're NCT.
Every time I go on TikTok and I see on the NCT account they post a new video, I'm like, who the heck is this?
I get confused.
Like,
Wavy, do you consider Wavy as NCT?
Yeah.
Really? I feel like they're a whole other group.
I consider them because during COVID, they were all together.
Aww. The group performances. That was the
best
time.
Even like the variety stuff.
Like, that was, yeah.
COVID was like peak NCT era.
After COVID, so many things happened.
Yeah.
COVID was good for them.
I feel like they were like one of the most active groups during that time. Like they were putting out so much content.
Yeah. But maybe because no one can really fly out to other countries. So all the foreign members were just forced to stay in Korea and they were making content after content. But it was really good.
Yeah. I like all NCT albums.
Yeah. They are going to be legendary. Even the concept alone.
That's like an aspect that I consider them legendary.
Out of the third gen groups we named EXO and BTS, I feel like BTS is pretty obvious.
I'm trying to think of a girl group though. Oh, Blackpink.
Twice.
both of them.
Both of them. Okay. Because when you say legendary status, it means, for me at least, that they kind of made their mark already and aren't gonna do like as much anymore. But Blackpink and Twice, they're still pretty active.
I feel like less so Blackpink. I feel like Twice has been getting more recognition as of the last 3 years.
Internationally?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they were always
but in,
big
Korea,
in Korea.
Yeah. They were like the new girls' generation, like popularity.
Yeah, definitely. Especially since they also have similarities, like they have 9 members.
Yeah, their concepts were actually Twice as like more cutesy, especially during their debut, but.
There was a point in time where I was kind of like negative towards them because there was a super fan within my circle of friends who really liked Twice, and they were rookies at that time. And they were saying like, oh, Girls' Generation is now gonna be like old news. Twice is gonna replace them. That's why I got negative feelings because I was such a big Girls' Generation fan. But yeah, I remember that.
I remember when Twice had Cheer Up, and during that time, they were like Korea's crush, the country's crush, when they would go to the military bases and all the fanboys. Oh my gosh.
Definitely. Like top
of the
top. I
feel like Sana was such a important part of that.
But people are saying that they kind of fell off after not doing the cutesy concept anymore. After What Is Love.
I just feel like they've been trying to do so much English tracks, but like their English tracks just don't hit the same as their Korean ones.
Yeah, I agree. It's still nice to listen to, but I really, really like their older songs.
Yeah.
What was their new song? Like, This Is For Ya.
Yeah.
It was like, This Is For All My Ladies.
I think it's all in English too, no?
It's all in English, yeah. 100% English. And it was just so short. When I was watching the music video, I was like, oh, that's it? It's like 2 minutes.
Something that could add them to legendary status though, it's like performing at Victoria's Secret. Like, I know Lisa already went, but Lisa is already like, so she's English speaking and like she's already known internationally as a solo artist and as Blackpink. I feel like them going as a non-English speaking group and you know what I mean? It was a big step for them.
But also, that was so awkward for me, like watching them in Victoria's Secret.
Really?
They looked so good, but I just never imagined that it would happen. Because Twice is just like the nation's, what, girl group in terms of like being a little sister type of
vibe. I guess.
Vibe.
But they're like pretty old now. Like, they're
old,
mid-20s.
But like... 20s.
No, they're like late 20s.
Are they late 20s?
They're like almost 30.
Their youngest is 99, right? 1999.
I think she's 97.
No, she's 99.
Oh.
She's really young. She's 26, 25, maybe. I'm pretty sure.
I think Jihyo is like 29.
Nayeon is the oldest, like 30.
She's 30 already?
She just turned 30, at least in Korean age. She's 95, right? 90, 95. I think she's the same age as my sister, so that makes her 30 years old. Mm. But she doesn't look like it. Also, 30 is really young, but it makes sense why their like concept is changing.
Yeah, but speaking of another category, who do you think has the most iconic light stick?
Oh,
a girl in a guy group can be from any era.
I'm gonna be so biased.
No, you have to think on like pure design terms. Like just one that you look at and you're like, wow, that's like a piece of art.
We might have different interpretations of iconic though. Because if I think iconic, then for boy group, it's gonna be Big Bang.
Like best looking.
Okay, that's best looking. Okay, like, best looking, definitely not Big Bang.
Like the design of it.
I think 17's light stick is pretty nice.
I love 17's light stick.
Yeah. Like that's yours too.
Every version of it is pretty. Even like the first version.
They combined the two most pleasing colors to look at.
Yeah. Plus white.
Yeah.
And like silver.
It has like glitter as well.
Yeah.
I like 17's.
And I really like the diamond logo is like
carrot.
Yeah, the carrot.
For girl groups, have you seen XG's light stick?
I haven't.
It's like a rocket ship. Let me search it up. XG light stick.
This is not like one that's like really pretty, but I think a really unique one is Cherry Bullet's light stick.
Is it the gun?
The gun, yeah. It's like, ew. Why does it look like that?
What? Because they're space girls. XG. I think it's pretty when the light is not on.
Oh.
But if the light is on, it looks like a toy.
It looks so tubular. Well, actually, it's kind of cute.
I find it cute. But did you see Aespa's new light stick? It looks like a pretzel. Aespa's new light stick. Yeah, this one.
Ew.
It's meant to spell I.
Yeah. The old one is so much nicer.
I know. I'm going to keep my old one.
I regret not buying it, the old one.
So it's like that.
Now, if they come back, I'm going to have to buy this one.
I'm still using the old one. It was very simple, but because of the lighting, it's super nice. I have it at home.
I really like Monsta X light stick.
Monsta X?
I think it's pink and black.
It looks like a diamond.
Wait, go to the picture. Yeah, it's so pretty.
It looks like 17's light stick.
I think I like this type of light stick.
I think you like the
but
crystal
with the,
ones.
With the light off, it's pink.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Blackpink's light stick is pretty cool. Like
they got so much hate when it first released.
I think it was always cute.
I don't know why. Everyone said it looked like ovaries.
What?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
They said it's like the two hammerheads on the sides and then it connects into the middle.
No, it was always cute. I saw it as like the heart bong something. It fits their concept very well. And I like that it also makes a sound when you tap it. So it's like a toy as well.
Mine broke. Only one side lights up.
Oh no.
It feels really cheap though. Like, you know, some groups are heavy, the handle itself.
EXO.
The Blackpink one is so cheap.
Let me grab it for emotional support. You have your Twice. Oh, yeah. Twice is also
good. The Twice one is heavy.
That means it's good quality.
I honestly don't think that BTS's light stick is that nice, but it suits their concept and their group well.
I think it suited their concept before.
Yeah, their old concept, yeah. Right?
When they were
I think they need an update.
When they were talking about No More Dreams stuff. Yeah. And
when they were still bulletproof Boy Scouts,
then yeah, it suited them before. But now, I don't think it suits them as much. But I think EXO's light stick is the prettiest.
EXO's is pretty nice.
And also because you can remove this thing, and a lot of fans customize it with flowers. And I feel like...
Is this the newest version?
Yeah.
It still reminds me of their old concepts. Like, it suits the group.
Yeah, it's very them. I think that's why I like it, because it's consistent with what they've been putting out there. So there's also like a thing with their logos, like every time they release new albums, it fits with the concept of that album.
Oh.
They always spell out the letters EXO. That's why I like it. And just because I love them.
I have another question. Mm. What do you think is the most iconic K-drama OSTs?
Okay, definitely anything for Descendants of the Sun.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything that Gummy sings is like good. Do you know Gummy?
Which song is it by? I mean,
like Cho.
Oh,
that one, Descendants of the Sun, is really good.
Oh my gosh, I think anything from Goblin.
Oh yeah, and
like,
also
the whole soundtrack. I'm like very passionate about K-drama OSTs. I feel like there's so many good ones. Like, let's see, especially from 2016, 2017.
That was the golden 2016
age. 2016 to 19.
Yeah, golden age of K-dramas.
Every time when it starts to snow, I start listening to Goblin OSTs. And have you watched Scarlet Heart Moon Lovers?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's like one of my favorite dramas of all time.
Oh my gosh. That's my first K-trauma.
Really?
Trauma.
Oh, trauma. Yeah. But all the songs are so good. Say Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say also Chen's OSD and Descendants of the Sun.
Yeah.
Like Every Time I See You, Bo.
Yeah.
I love that. But I watched Scarlet Heart mainly because it was Baekhyun's.
Me too. I watched because it was Baekhyun and IU. Oh, Baekhyun's death.
Yeah, because it was Baekhyun and it was his first drama outside of like EXO Next Door.
Oh, right.
Have you ever watched EXO Next Door?
I did watch EXO Next Door.
Oh my god. It's so cringe.
It's so funny. But oh my gosh, every time this intro plays.
You feel like falling in love.
Yeah.
No, I get so sad. Before, it made me happy, but now I get so sad when I hear it.
Really?
Because of what happened to them.
Oh. It's so good, though.
I love that. That is Chen's OST, right?
Yeah. With Punch, I think.
Punch is
anything
also really
Punch
good.
Anything Punch sings is good.
I think it's like Gummy Punch.
And
Crush?
Crush.
Crush also has good songs. And there was this one
else.
More.
Yeah.
It starts with an L, but also very ballad type of OSTs.
Mm-hmm. For idols that sing OSTs, like EXO members is always good. Also, like 17 members is always good.
There's this one OST by ITZY Leah. It's, if you haven't watched
it's the kind of like fantasy-ish one.
Yeah.
I know
Netflix
what you're
show.
About. It's like weird to say.
I forgot the title. Leah has an OST there, and I really, really like it.
Mm.
I think that.
I don't think I watched the drama, but like
my
whole family watched it. Except
it was,
for me.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Maybe because I like fantasy stuff, but it's really good.
My favorite genre of like K-dramas is like stupid rom-com, weightlifting fairy,
weightlifting
Kim
fairy, yeah.
That type.
And you must like Boys Over Flowers so much when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of, like,
so good.
Fanfic type K-dramas.
Yeah. I only watch historical dramas and there's, like, an idol that I like in it.
I used to be such a hater with historical dramas just because I never found the appeal in it.
Mm.
But after watching one, it's
Until
not that
Scarlet
bad.
Heart.
Scarlet Heart. Oh, my God. I feel like that was my first historical drama and it ended up being like that.
I think my first historical drama was either that or the one with V.
Hwarang. Oh my
god.
Till this day, I still don't know how that production budget.
I know.
Like, all the actors were famous.
Yeah.
They really went with the concept of like flower boys and pulled it off.
There's so many, like, Shiny Minho is in it. And V and what's that one, guys? He's in Strong Woman Do Bong Soon.
Oh, Park Hyung-sik?
Yeah.
And also Park Seo-joon was
there.
Really, like, all the main leads.
And Go Ara.
Yeah, that girl. I don't care for her, but... I don't like her acting as much.
Mm.
But I think she's really pretty, though. Because of her eyes. But yeah, I think...
I don't really watch, like... I was, like, acting, like, fighting K-drama like hater for so long until I watched Bloodhounds.
Oh my gosh, I love Bloodhounds.
Bloodhounds is
and
really
also,
good.
And also, have you ever watched Kill Bok Soon? It's like a...
I don't think so.
It's a kill for hire type of story.
Oh.
And
yeah, I was like...
Really good.
I was never a big fan of those until recently.
I never really like action movies as well. I found them to be boring, but I think it's the way how Korean dramas shoot them that it makes it look attractive, especially with the sounds.
Yeah, and they always get like good looking actors. But every time there's a action K-drama, I'm like, I ask whoever watched it, is there like a love story in it? Because like, I'm not gonna watch if there's no love story. There needs to be something.
But it's always
subtle.
The dramas that are like not meant to be love stories that have the most intense chemistry between the actors. Have you watched Little Sisters? Is it Little Sisters? I think it's Little Sisters. But they were like, I can't remember. Yeah, it's, oh, not Little Sisters. It's Little Women. K-drama.
I haven't.
But
I heard it's really good.
Yeah. It's these people.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be a romance drama, but this two, like, they have the most insane chemistry and people were just wishing for more. If you watch it, it's really, really good.
On the theme of like the most boring K-dramas I've watched that I could not get into that are supposed to be really good is the Snow something with Jisoo.
With Jisoo?
Yeah. I couldn't watch that. And I couldn't watch Gyeongsang Creature.
Oh, okay. Understandable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gyeongsang Creature was something I binge watched when I didn't have anything to watch, but it was okay. I could never get into this really famous one. I think you like it. It was really
a rom-com.
It was with Han So-hee as well.
Oh, Nevertheless.
Yeah,
I love Nevertheless. But
I couldn't
know a lot
get
of people
into Nevertheless.
Don't like it.
And also, Love Alarm.
Love Alarm. I only liked the first season. The second season was really bad.
I feel like, I don't know why. I couldn't get with like, any time the male actor plays in any drama, I can't get
into
those.
Oh, you don't
like
him?
Yeah. Like, I don't like his dramas. I don't have anything against him. I just don't like his dramas.
Did you watch Sweet Home?
I did. Yeah. Sweet Home was okay.
He's the main guy.
I liked him in Sweet Home.
Yeah, that's like his most different character, I think. Maybe that's why.
But also, Sweet Home, it was just also mid. It got a lot of
I really
attention.
Like Sweet Home. Well, I really liked the first season was the
I
best.
I liked the first season.
The second season was still good, and then I watched the third season, and I didn't even finish, I think. I feel like K-dramas
really
have that issue.
Yeah.
Where, like, they can't top the first season.
That's gonna happen with... K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh my gosh.
They make the next seasons for it.
Honestly.
But that also happens with Squid Game.
Oh, I really like...
You like season 3?
Like all the seasons. Well, I think season 3 is like probably the least good, but I still really liked it.
I think it's an easy watch. Like I can watch it, but it's not something that I would go back to. Because
Squid Game just like always has such like a diverse amount of characters that I find someone to get attached to easily, like emotionally. Especially the old people, like I have a soft spot for like old people. So like every time they bring a new old person and then like
do you like the mom and son duo?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. I think season 3 was very heavy.
Yeah.
In terms of like ruining relationships, aside from that marble scene.
But I think season 1 of Squid Game was the most drama heavy, like not really too sad. Even I think like Sebyeok's death was not like that sad. Like I knew she was gonna die eventually.
I didn't find it sad as well.
Yeah, but a lot of people thought it was sad.
I think it was just because her character was well liked.
Yeah.
Because she was pretty.
But like, her death wasn't sudden or anything. Like, you know she's gonna die.
Yeah. She was barely holding on for like the last two episodes.
So it wasn't too sad. And I didn't care when the friend died.
That wasn't too sad as well. People were just upset, I guess.
I think season 3 is the most sad.
See you on the next episode.
See you on the next episode. Bye.